And now it's time for the Broncos' all-time top five moments against the Cardinals. Number five, December 29th, 2002. A laugher for the Broncos as they dismantle the Cardinals 37-7. The day belonged to rookie running back Clinton Portis, who ran for 228 yards and two touchdowns. Portis finished the season with 1,508 yards rushing and 15 touchdowns, earning him the Offensive Rookie of the Year award from the AP. Number four, November 5th, 1995. Yet another milestone day for Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway. He threw for 256 yards and three touchdowns as the Broncos took down the Cardinals 38-6. Those who attended the game on this beautiful evening in Denver witnessed history.
Red 25, set hot.
Here is Elway. He's going to bootleg out to the right side. He passes it to Kraber. 35, 40. He's got it. 45, 50. And down to the 49-yard line. John Elway's just gone over 40,000 yards.
Number three, November 4th, 1973 at St. Louis. The first winning season in Broncos history would not have been made possible without the help of Ring of Fame kicker Jim Turner. He nailed a 12-yard field goal with 1 second remaining to help the Broncos to a 17-17 tie. Number two, December 15th, 1991. The first place Broncos were taking on the lowly Phoenix Cardinals, but you'd never know it from this game. The Denver defense registered 5 sacks, but with less than 4 minutes remaining, the Broncos were staring at a 2-point deficit. As he did 47 times in his career, John Elway engineered yet another comeback, this time scoring on his own from 4 yards out and completing the 24-19 victory. And number one, December 16th, 1989 at Phoenix. Behind 6 sacks and a touchdown by linebacker Carl Mecklenburg, the Broncos defense pitches a shutout, thrashing the Cardinals 37-0. It was also a big day for rookie running back Bobby Humphrey, who ran for 128 yards and surpassed the 1,000-yard mark for the season. Humphrey even threw for a touchdown, connecting with Melvin Bratton on a 17-yard strike.